Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? A face in the dark. You must be willing to get your hands a little dirty to protect the ones you love. Jaden moved away from his family for college so he could focus on his studies. He felt like he had finally earned some independence being apart from his loving family. It wasn't until he received an invitation to a baby shower that he learned his sister was pregnant, and he began to question his decision to live so far away. At her shower, his sister received a high-tech baby monitor. The entire family was given the password so they could access the monitor and watch the little newborn from anywhere in the world. Jaden didn't have time to log in for the first few months. It wasn't until he began having terrible bouts of insomnia that he started to watch the camera feed in the nursery. He found it calming. There was no sound, just the sight of the baby watching something so small, sleeping so contently, really set his mind at ease. One night, he noticed the baby shift slightly in his crib, as if something had disturbed his sleep. For a split second, an unhuman-like face peered up from behind the bars of the crib before quickly dropping from sight. It was there long enough to register, but short enough to be passed off as a trick of the light. He rubbed the sleep out of his eyes and focused on the screen for the next 10 minutes. He tried to catch a glimpse of whatever might be in the room, but nothing else happened or came into view other than the sleeping child. He scanned the screen for a few more minutes, unsure of what he had seen. In the end, Jaden chalked it up to tiredness and decided it was really time to try to sleep. The next night, when he was logged into the feed, he immediately caught another glimpse of the creature on the screen. It was crawling up the wall right next to the crib. In a panic, he called his sister to alert her that something was in the baby's room. It quickly vanished up the wall and off the screen seconds before his brother-in-law charged into the room. He searched the nursery from top to bottom, but there was no sign of an intruder. It was clear Jaden had annoyed the exhausted new parents with the call. But to save face, he told them he thought it was probably a mouse, and in their sleep-deprived state, they believed him. He knew his best chance was to catch the creature in the act, so he stayed up all night, staring at the screen. He was prepared to take a screenshot. However, after several sleepless nights of nothing, Jaden began to question his own sanity. He was exhausted after hours of watching the feed, but he wouldn't give up. One night at 4 o'clock in the morning, he finally saw it again. He repeatedly called his sister, but after being sent to voicemail 3 times, he gave up. He watched in horror as the torso of the thing opened up and a slimy worm dropped onto the baby's chest, causing the infant to wake up. The newborn screamed and the worm slithered inside his mouth. And with that, the creature disappeared. It was only a moment later his sister charged into the room. She must have heard the baby's cries. She rocked her child close until he fell back asleep, unaware of what had disturbed him. Because of the events that night, Jaden believed he had failed to protect his nephew, and he fell into a deep depression. He couldn't sleep, and he would lay in bed all day and night. He stopped attending classes, and after failing out of school, he moved back in with his family. He tried to repress his memories of that day. They seemed like a distant childhood nightmare. It wasn't until he was left to babysit his nephew that he felt a small worm slither underneath the baby's skin, that the terrible memories came flooding back in. He put his nephew back into the crib. He could barely look at him, let alone touch him. Jaden posted his nephew's story online, begging for anyone to let him know what he should do next. "Has anyone else had this experience before?" he asked. He knew the boy, this thing, was no longer his sister's child. He believed he had to kill what used to be his nephew. He couldn't let the imposter grow to be any bigger. His post asked for suggestions. He needed help choosing what would be the best method for removing his former nephew from the picture. While on their date night, his sister and brother-in-law checked in on the camera feed. All they could do was look in horror as Jaden took fate into his own hands. Now, there was no more monster masquerading as his nephew. Hi, my sweet strangelings. I got an awesome recommendation for you guys. James Peterson's thrilling adventure series gets an exclusive audio-only origin story in Daniel X Genesis, brought to life by an all-star cast. The character Daniel is an ordinary teenager just trying to fit in at school when he suddenly finds out, on his 16th birthday, no less, that he's anything but ordinary. Not only is he an alien, but he has the superpowers that let him conjure anything he wants. And it turns out, his parents didn't die in a car accident, but were killed in an epic battle with an intergalactic villain. So those superpowers are just what Daniel needs to join the fight, if he can muster the courage to save the human race. It's a fast-paced, funny, fully immersive venture featuring performances by Michael Cimino, Abigail Breslin, Mercedes Rulli, Jimmy Simpson, and many more. You can find it only on Audible. Listen at audible.com/genesis. If you would like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Like and share this video if it gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe to Snarled and turn on the bell for notifications. And if you dare, follow me on social media. Until next time, sweet dreams.